This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House is facing criticism after President Biden said he will not give Israel offensive weapons to use in Rafah out of concern for civilians sheltering there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told CNN the kinds of bombs the U.S. has given Israel have already killed civilians in Gaza. And while he is committed to helping Israel defend itself against Hamas,
he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the president is not walking away from Israel. But Bradley Bowman at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says he essentially is.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Officials with the World Health Organization Thursday expressed their, quote, deep concern about Israel's military activities around the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where they said 1.4 million people remain at risk. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization did not receive a shipment of fuel it had expected to receive Thursday. This despite the fact Israel said it had reopened one of the two main aid corridors into Gaza it had closed earlier in the week. WHO Health Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan, meanwhile, questioned the closing of two aid corridors for what Israel had described as a limited military incursion.
The first act of that offensive is to cut off the two lifelines to 2.5 million people in Gaza. The first act is to stop the fuel, stop the food, stop the medicine at the border. I don't call that limited, and I don't call that restricted. I call that a reimposition of total blockade on nearly 2.5 million civilians.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Southern Brazil is still reeling from massive flooding as it faces risks from new storms. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Authorities in southern Brazil rushed to rescue survivors of the massive flooding that has killed at least 100 people. More than 230,000 people have been displaced, and much of the region has been isolated by floodwaters. Dozens of displaced people have crowded into a warehouse in Porto Alegre for shelter from the floods. 68-year-old Heitor da Silva told the AP, I only took my documents, three shirts, two underwear, and my flip-flops. All the rest is gone. Climate scientist Alvaro da Silva says climate change is to blame.
This is what happens when we have 1.2 degrees Celsius warmer world than in pre-industrial time.
I'm Karen Chamas.
High-level mediation talks for South Sudan have been launched in Kenya, with African presidents calling for an end to a conflict that has crippled South Sudan's economy for years. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir, who attended the launch, thanked his Kenyan counterpart, William Ruto, for hosting the talks. The talks are between the government and rebel opposition groups that were not part of the 2018 agreement that ended the five-year civil war that left 400,000 people dead. Chad's elections Monday, aimed to end 3 years of military rule, have been marred by what national and international observers describe as violence, intimidation, and fraud. Moki Enwin Kinzeka reports for VOA from Yaounde in neighboring Cameroon.
Chad's Prime Minister Success Masra, widely seen as Mohamed Idriss Déby's main challenger in the Central African state's May 6 presidential polls, says there has been persistent violence and threats against him and his supporters since Election Day. The party denounced what it called threats and serious violence to intimidate their supporters, who they say have also been arbitrarily arrested since Monday's vote. The European Union said Thursday that Chad officials denied nearly 3,000 civil society members it financed from observing the presidential election. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaounde, Cameroon.
TikTok says it's going to start automatically labeling content that's made by artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread on its social media platform. TikTok's policy in the past has been to encourage users to label content that has been generated or significantly edited by AI. It also requires users to label all AI-generated content where it contains realistic images, audio, and video. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.